Beach, right?
Rob Parr,
Central Avenue.
We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioSaintPete.com.
RadioSaintPete.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Space vehicle free count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, episode 552. Hello, my name's Will Koontz. Next to me, I got on a Hummel.
We're in the tundra right now.
Oh, let's see. Oh, is your mic on? Oh,
the Florida tundra. Can
there
you
we
hear
go.
Me?
I can hear you now.
Super.
Didn't have your mic on.
That's okay. It's probably better that way.
Broadcasting, you're falling into the abyss again. Broadcasting live from the Oval Office. New prez. Oh, new adventures ahead of us.
I feel really good.
You feel really
good. But I know
good.
That not everybody shares those sentiments.
No.
The boyfriend tried to encourage me to wear the red hat over here.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, no, thank you. I'm good.
Yeah.
Can I turn it inside out? Is it reversible? He said, no. I said, I'm going to leave it at that at home.
You can like smuggle it in under your shirt or something and put it on when you're in here and then just immediately put it back under your shirt.
Yeah. I left it at home. So
That's all right. Mm-hmm. Well, it is the Homemade Broadcast. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to do a half an hour program here free on podcasts and on Radio St. Pete. And if you're listening on Radio St. Pete or podcast, I would encourage you to head over to Substack. It's hmbradio.substack.com. You can subscribe for free there. I would like you to do that because keep disappearing. It's distracting for a few reasons, because Substack is the wave of the future and it's, you know, there's a free option there. And hopefully we tend to do some things on Substack only in the future that maybe might be free. But, you know, just go sign up. And there is a paid option there as well. If you want to do $5 a month or 50 for a year, get it as cheap as possible. It's a good way to support the program. And we do have super chats open as well. I set a goal. I found out you can set a goal on the super chat thing on the app.
Like a GoFundMe sort of thing.
Kind of. It's just like, you know, what do you want to do? It's 10 super chats. You have to offer a reward. So we might do some bonus time if that happens. Whatever. I'm just saying these are the tools that are available to you. This show is mostly free. You don't have to pay for it. But, you know, I mean, this is new media. This is what we're dealing with. So, I don't know. go subscribe. Mm. Go subscribe. WillsYouTube.com. Subscribe there. Rumble, Facebook. That's where we're at right now. I connect my Instagram to it. I don't know. Is that a thing? People do Instagram stuff. Do people watch stuff on?
Yeah.
Instagram?
Oh yeah. I'm getting back.
Long form stuff on Instagram.
Oh, maybe not long form.
That's what I
can't be doing
too.
More than 20 seconds. Nobody cares unless you're really popular, and then you can do the lives.
Yeah.
People like the lives.
Well, that's what I thought we would do with this is, and then it would turn into a piece of media, I think, after, but I just never watched any long form stuff. So I just don't think it's worth it.
Yeah.
But, I got to learn how to do Twitter. I was trying to look, before you got here, about how to take calls and working on that, like, it's daunting.
Mm.
I'm not a tech person. I'm a talkie guy.
Mm-hmm.
So outside of that, it's a little tough. It's cold, Anna.
It's freezing.
What the fart is
it
going
is,
on?
It is crazy. Woke up, it was 39 degrees.
That's
Fahrenheit.
Not good.
It was basically freezing, and there were maybe about 10 Mexicans right outside my house. They're fixing a fence. So there was no fence between me and my neighbor. And I just felt very exposed.
Is this the neighbor with the dog?
No.
Oh, unfortunately.
I tried to start. Maybe I should give that update where I went. I was feeling real strong on Monday because Murica.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had this, like, I don't know what it was. I was like watching the inauguration. I'm like, we're back, baby. And then I'm like, you know what? I want to go start some stuff with the neighbor, which is stupid. You don't start stuff with the neighbor that has a pit bull. That's dumb. That's dumb. But God was on my side and he went back inside because it's probably too cold.
That's
so
good.
I saw him outside and then 5 minutes later tried to go like find him. And then he was not there.
Okay. I mean, that's definitely for the best.
No, it 100% is. And then afterwards, I was like, what was I thinking? Why was I going, trying to go get bit by a dog just to make a point?
What were you thinking?
I wasn't, clearly. I was going for a walk, but I'm like, oh, because lately I've been going a different way out of the neighborhood so I don't have to cross paths with him. But this time I was like, oh, he's out. I'm ready to rock and roll.
Because this was after the election results came in, right?
So you were results. Or this was the inauguration. This was 2 days ago.
Yeah.
So I called you because I thought maybe it would be good content if I got bit by a dog.
Yeah.
So I was like, I called you. I was like, Will, but you weren't there. So then I started recording on my phone, I'm approaching
aggressively too, ready to rumble.
Well, I mean, on the other side of the street, but I don't have my headphones on, I'm fully alert, ready to go. And then he just wasn't there. Dog wasn't there. And then just kind of, you know,
you would think you'd be in a good mood because you're back in biz, but.
Well, I was in a great mood. Do you ever just want to you feel the energy where you just want to get destructive?
I think that's because you do karate.
Yeah.
And you're just
breaking boards all day.
And
I had just gotten out of karate too. So I probably adrenaline, the endorphins pumping. Everyone was like, yeah, America. And then I saw the neighbor as I was driving in. And I'm like, oh, I feel like going for a walk. So then I decided to go for a walk. And then he was gone.
Do you ever do the thing where you here's what I'm going to say? And you start doing the conversation in your head?
Oh, rehearse?
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. So what was going to be your approach when you saw him with the dog and the dog was unleashed?
It was going to be pretty much a repeat of last time. Like, what did I say last time? What do I have to tell you?
Hi-ya!
Yeah, it doesn't work on the dog, unfortunately. But I was I was ready with the F-bombs were in both my pockets, ready to go. Mostly because I know he didn't like that before. Mm-hmm. So I was just going to be like, listen, you know.
Yeah.
I was ready to go. And then he just wasn't there. And I was I almost waited on the corner for a little while just to you coming out. And then I was like, what am I doing? Why am I like this?
It's obviously you're a tiny lady. I know that you do know some karate.
I mean, that doesn't work with a pit bull.
I understand. But I'm saying but when you're talking to a man, there's two ways that can go. Obviously, where a guy kind of tucks his tail and takes it and backs down because you're a lady and you can't, what can you do? You know, well, I'll tell you what you could do, punch you in the face. That would be the other plan. But yeah, maybe.
Oh, no way. He's crippled.
Still. You think you can beat up that man?
I just have to push it. He's
in a wheelchair.
He's not a wheelchair, but it's one of those walkers that doubles as a seat.
Oh, you'd see, then you're going to look bad if he takes a swing at you, what do you do? Pulls the walker up and starts to do this motion.
I mean, if I just walk away briskly,
if you just do one of these,
I'll be fine. Yeah. Yeah,
The move is still, he made the move.
Yeah.
So now it's up to you to either fight back or tuck your tail.
No, I would never hit him unless he hit or tried to hit me first.
But I'm saying he tried to hit you.
Oh yeah, then what? Just right in the balls every
time. Then you're gonna beat up a decrepit, paralyzed man.
That'll help me get a job or something. I don't know. This girl's out of her mind. She needs to be on our station.
Seems like it does the opposite.
Yeah, but probably not. But yeah. No pitbull, no guy, no nothing.
Mm.
So
yeah,
better luck next time, I suppose.
Yeah, that's too bad. I had a very awkward interaction with the maintenance guy here. So I live in it's kind of like a townhome community. Well, it is a townhome community, mm-hmm. and it comes with the HOA. Mm-hmm. And
can I ask how much that is for you?
I don't know. Honestly, I think it's $100 and it's pretty cheap.
Okay.
It's not super expensive at all. Excuse me. So I'm so useless as a man. I'm getting better, but just things that
mailbox.
Everything is a, did I already talk about this?
The mailbox.
Yeah. Everything is just why is it so difficult? Why does something happen where it's the easiest thing in the world? I'm confident I can handle this. And then something happens where it's now it's an issue where it's almost out of my pay grade. Sorry, God.
You know, this is you. You are in the mind of a woman right now. I'm like, what is this? Where was I supposed to learn this? What school did I have to, vocational school did I have to go to learn how to fix something this?
Well, I'll tell you, it was changing a hinge on a mailbox. Okay. So the part, the door that opens. So I bought the hinge. I called the company. I bought the hinge. It's just got some bolts in it. You just take the bolts out. What happened was the bolt, I guess it's been in there so long, it just broke off. The second, and I got the first one out fine. The second one, of course, broke off, which I didn't really think about at the time when I was still doing it, because I was like, oh, that's all right. And I just kind of continued to work. But the problem is when you try to get a new bolt in there, you got a broken bolt in the bolt hole, if you will. So I'm just like, oh, now I'm stuck. Now I can't do this. So then I just had to leave everything on the ground. And they must have called, the HOA must have called like the maintenance guy out. They were like, we can't let this stand. This looks bad. That's what I'm thinking.
It looked that bad?
Well, it had no door, and I just had everything sitting on the ground, and it had a freaking house number bolted on there too, so I couldn't put that. It was terrible. Yeah. I was really upset.
That's okay.
But I was like, okay, I'm going to look up how to do this, whatever, but I didn't get to it because the maintenance guy apparently showed up. Now, I've never seen this guy before. Big dude. And I see this man as I'm walking downstairs just fiddling around near the mailboxes. We have like three mailboxes together. So it's like the townhouse here, townhouse here, and townhouse here. And they kind of just put the mailboxes together. So I didn't know who he was. I'd never seen him before. And I thought, well, maybe it's a mailman or something. I don't know. And then I got a drink and I came back and I still saw him like messing around near the mailboxes. Today? This was a few days ago. So I go, I'm just going to go see what's up. Like, what's going on here? Not necessarily thinking something nefarious, but I don't know this guy. He's messing with the mailbox.
Right. Stop messing with my broken mailbox.
And I thought, like, well, maybe I'm in trouble with the HOA because I broke the mailbox. So I wanted to see what was going on. So I walked outside, and I think I can't really see. Like, I have glasses, but my eyes are just, I have 40-year-old eyes now. And I could never really see. Anyway, my eyes, I'm blind. I can't see at night, especially this was during the day, but... So I think that when I walked outside, I think I did this. You know what I mean? Like,
where you're trying to figure out.
Yeah. Let me get this a little bigger here.
Yeah. The like squinty.
Yeah.
Trying to assess look.
Yeah. So I saw him out of the corner of, oh no, I'm cutting you off.
That's all right. No one's complaining.
Let's do it. And I saw him kind of do this thing where he looks over his glasses, kind of looking at me.
Having a little glasses off.
And I came strolling down the little walkway towards the mailbox. And he goes, I'm fixing the mailbox, sir. I'm not doing anything wrong. And I'm like, oh, okay. I was just coming to see what's up. Because you don't have to look at me like I'm doing something wrong.
You said that?
Yeah. And I was like, I wasn't.
Did he have this color skin?
Yeah, pretty much. Oh. He was, he had a little bit of an accent, like a Spanish accent. I thought I did, but I'm so bad at accents, you couldn't tell. I thought I did the accent.
Yeah.
His name was Luis. I asked him, I was like, what's your name? And he says, my name's Luis. I'm from the HOA.
Yeah.
And I went, okay, well, great. Cool. Well, good. I'm glad a man is here to fix the mailbox.
You said that.
Mailbox. I was like, I tried to do it, but I broke the bolt. And he just seemed very like, wasn't interested in talking to me anything anymore. I don't know. I guess he thought I was, maybe, I guess it was my face. I just had a weird face. I didn't mean to, but I couldn't see. And I was just wondering like what was up.
RBF, you know,
but a little bit. Man. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure I probably do. But so then I tried to like, be nice. And I'm like, oh yeah, I started to tell him the story. I tried to do this, bolt broke off, he wasn't really interested. And I go, I have a hint, because he's like, I'm doing all the hinges in the complex. I'm like, oh, okay. He goes, yeah, I gotta order some more. I go, well, I have one, do you want it? Because I'm not going to use it now if you're putting on this one. And he was kind of like, I'll go get it, I'll go get it. So I came back out, he goes, just put it there. And I said, okay. So I put it in the back of his truck and I just said, well, thank you very much. Isn't that great to meet you? And he just kind of said, okay. That was it.
I think he wasn't happy about the way you were, like, in his mind, dressing him down, I guess, initially.
But I wasn't. I didn't even say anything.
Right. But to him, he was like, why is this guy giving me a look? But you were just trying to figure out what's going on.
That's it.
And then you try to, I know what you did because I do the same thing. You try to overcompensate by being like, super cool and super nice to be like, I'm sorry, misunderstanding.
Yeah.
Let me help you out. How's your day going? And they're just not having
it. Yeah. Yeah. I guess I should have just been like, okay, after he told me mailbox guy fixing the mailbox. Okay. And I probably should have just went.
No, I think you should do that. I think it's a him problem, not a you problem.
It was a weird, like it threw me off kilt a little bit because it just immediately went to, you don't have to look at me like I'm doing something wrong. Well, I didn't. I mean, I don't know you.
Like, this is my face, bro.
I don't know you. You're some man messing around with a mailbox. I don't know who you are. Yeah. I'm just seeing what's going on.
Right.
That's all. But I don't know. I guess it was a dumb story, but you disappear into the background. Yeah. Yeah, the snow. So I thought initially we were going to get some snow here. Were you excited about the prospect? Yeah. I know it was a very small chance.
Hasn't it been like 40 years or something where there was like a few flakes?
Yeah.
A little dandruff of snow.
Right. 1970.
No, look at me.
Yeah.
I hate snow. I never want to live in a place that's cold where, listen, I don't mind it where it's a little cold right now. It's annoying. When the weather starts to impede your day-to-day life and travel, that is not a place I want to live.
Well, as a Floridian who's never, I've seen snow, but never like been in snow. Oof. You know, I was excited potentially about the prospect of snow. And it did snow in like the 70s here. I think I saw a flurry one time when I was a very little kid, just a few snowflakes that kind of were floating around, which is really cool.
Yeah.
But I don't remember ever seeing or being in actual snow.
Falling snow.
Yeah. And Florida is, you know, it's a sunshine state. Yeah. We don't get snow.
Thank God.
Here. Well, apparently we do. I saw the joke that Donald Trump's been in office for one day and already fixed global warming. I saw that one.
That's what he does.
Now it is kind of weird though, right? I mean, like if you're biblical. Come on.
If this is the coldest time of the year.
Yeah, but it doesn't snow 6 inches in North Florida. I mean, I'm just saying, like, you could definitely look at it that way. Like, oh my God. Like, this either positive or negative.
Omen.
Or positive or negative. I don't know.
I know you don't.
I know you don't.
I didn't see the people at FSU, like, jumping around in the trees and there was snow falling.
Oh, it was on the beach? Like, snow on the beach? Yeah, that was such a weird.
Those two things don't really go together.
No. It's such a weird image. Mm-hmm. Pensacola Beach, Destin. I mean, it wasn't just a little dusting. Yeah. I mean, it was an actual like snow.
Huh.
They had snow plows, like plowing I-10.
You know what? Those are the worst places to be that don't usually get snow. And then it does snow and they have no idea how to deal with it. Do you remember? I don't remember how long this was. I have no reference of time. It must have been 10 years ago. It snowed like 2 inches in Atlanta and the city just fell to its knees. Mm-hmm. There were like school buses on the road for 12 hours. Kids were just like pissing in their pants. Like it was like a really big sad deal. I think Obama was in office, but yeah, that made me laugh.
Yeah, well, I mean, I did see like people were driving into the bend. They don't know how to drive in it.
No, you got to turn into the when you start spinning out, you got to turn into the turn, not out of the turn.
Yeah,
learned that the hard way in Michigan.
Yeah. Sucks. There was like a blizzard in New Orleans. I mean,
I saw that. Yeah, on Bourbon Street. Bizarre. Remember how like there was a shooting there? Or not a shooting. I'm sorry.
Terrorist attack.
And does anyone even remember? Like, I feel like that was so long ago. It was maybe 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Literally. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, pretty crazy. And it's cold here, too. We didn't get any snow, obviously. But I saw that the Florida Department of Transportation seemed like they were on it. They deployed snow plows and seemed like they were.
God bless them.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Thanks, DeSantis, Ronnie D.
Yeah.
And it's uncomfy right now, but honestly, it is kind of fun a little bit for a change of pace because come July, you will be begging for something like this.
Yeah.
But right now, it just is like, what's going on?
Oh, I got to take off the. Oh, there it goes. I got to watch the virtual background. It doesn't really, it just freezes up at some point. Yeah, we had to put the heat on today, which was really embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
I was saying, don't do it. Don't
Sorry,
do
I
it.
Just want to, for those, you know about the ordeal that my father is going through.
With the great country of Israel.
Yes. So I think we talked about this about, when did it happen? A month and a half ago. My father was on his way to Israel, goes from San Diego to Atlanta, Atlanta to Paris, Paris gets shut down and is unable to get into Israel. So they send him on a flight home. So that was 2 days of traveling for nothing. Attempt number two was this morning. My dad goes from San Diego to New York, JFK. And he's like, I made it to my gate. I'm like, great. And then 10 minutes later, he's like, what the hell? I'm like, oh, no. And he gets stopped at the gate. They said, you do not have a permit to enter the country. You don't have Israeli passport. You can't come into the country. At this point, my dad is about to burn the airport.
Why doesn't he have a passport? Isn't he? He's not a citizen.
He doesn't have an Israeli passport. He has an American passport because he's an American.
I thought he was a dual citizen.
No, he was never a citizen of Israel.
Oh, okay.
Just like a permanent resident for a while.
Gotcha.
So, but he got the permit. All's well. It got delayed a little bit, but he's on his way to Israel. So that's good.
Well, Godspeed.
Well, he's not there yet, so I shouldn't speak too soon.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Well, I wish him a lot of luck. Yeah. He got his special clearance.
He got his permit. They really helped him out. Shout out, I think it was to Delta or Italian Airlines or something, or whoever it was. Thank you for helping my father. And I was like, did you miss your flight? Because he was supposed to be on a different plane going to Rome. Now he's going to Paris. And he goes, yeah, the plane left. And he goes, with my vegan meal on it.
Oh, no.
I was just laughing. But he'll be fine. Once he gets to Israel, I'll get plenty of the montages of all the delicious food that they have there as rockets are flying into the country.
I think it's cool. Like, it's ceasefire right now, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Who knows? Don't get me started on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think everything would be fine.
Yeah, well, he's there. I mean, he timed it quite well. You know, it's a ceasefire as of right now. So hopefully everything will be nice, calm, and uneventful. Just what I'm hoping for.
I sure hope so. Well, speaking of, this is a good kind of segue here. More Jew stuff.
I love Jew stuff. Speaking of Jew stuff, no, go ahead.
So the inauguration obviously happened on Monday.
Yeah.
He did a special live stream, by the way. You can get it at willsyoutube.com. All right. I got to take okay, there it goes. The virtual background. I don't know what's the deal with this thing, StreamYard, but it doesn't work too well. And granted, I don't have a green screen. I probably do need a green screen. But anyway, so the inauguration was Monday. Obviously, another big character in this whole thing, one of many, has been not only Donald Trump, but Elon Musk. Elon Musk really is like almost more so of a fixture as far as vitriol and fear, and they just don't like him. They just don't like Elon. And he gave a speech, you know, at the after party.
Yeah, the Capital One Arena.
And apparently he gave a little bit of a weird movement, weird gesture that some say resemble a Roman salute that was used by the National Socialist Party during their reign in Germany. Should I just pull it up? I guess I should just pull it up here. Let's see if I actually have the...
You do. It's in the... I don't know if you added more.
Let's see if this is it.
It's in the New York Post one.
Oh, this is...
No, yeah. That's so funny. I put that in there as well.
You did? Okay.
Yeah.
This is the same one.
Oh, this is like the two types of autism.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been seeing that everywhere. Yeah.
I'm sure you've seen it. It's been...
You want me to do it for
newsworthy?
You? So everyone knows. It's there.
Is this it?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's watch this. Oh. Let's do this. Thanks.
I mean, this is all part of...
Yes!
Like, this is evidence that...
Yes!
It's evidence that he's neurodivergent.
You know what I mean? True.
Like, you can't just look at the one gesture. You gotta look at the whole shebang. And when this guy comes out, you just know it's just not fluid. It's not smooth. He's good at organizing and building the rockets and stuff and the electric vehicles. But in terms of giving speeches and just like oratory finesse, there's zero. There's zero. Doesn't have it.
And I hope he does it in this clip.
I think he does. I think it like skips too when he does it.
This is what victory feels like.
Yeah.
Right.
And this was no ordinary victory. This was a fork in the road of human civilization.
Okay.
This. You know, there are elections that they come and go. Some elections are, you know, important. Some are not. But this one, this one really mattered. And I just want to say thank you for making it happen. Thank you.
No, there it is.
It was a strong one too. Had he pointed, everything would have been fine.
Yeah,
but he didn't.
It's one of those things. Like, I saw it and I go, okay. I mean, yeah, it does look like that. But yeah. Then obviously people point out and post things where everybody does it.
Yeah.
And we're so hypersensitive to it now, at least when some people do it, that, you know, here's this. Obviously, I'm sure you've seen this too. There's Kamala doing it and there's AOC doing it. Like, it's just a weird, and he did it very awkwardly. It probably looks more natural when they did it. And these are still shots as well. I mean, what is, and this is like the big, it wasn't even Donald Trump. It's him doing this gesture is the real, like, what everybody's talking about and how, you know, this is the, I don't know what it means. Like, what, okay, what I want to ask people who think that this is what he's doing, that he's doing the Roman salute and this is a dog whistle to what exactly? That the National Socialists are back in power? Do you really believe that?
No, they don't. And that's the sad part, is it's just so disingenuous, is that, yeah, he did the salute. He did the Sieg Heil. He did it. He did it. But like you said, a lot of people do it and he's awkward. I mean, I don't know if you watched, I watched probably about 2 hours of the inauguration yesterday, so like kind of a day late. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you saw during Trump's inauguration when he talked about going to Mars. Yeah. And how excited, there it is, like, oh, how excited he, just zero finesse, can't be cool. He's, that's just who he is. And you got to take that into account when someone accidentally gets a little too excited and does the Sieg Heil. Even the ADF, the Anti-Defamation League was like, come on. He's clearly excited. He said nothing bad about Jews. He went to Ben Shapiro posted a picture of him and Elon at Auschwitz, like paying homage to the people that died there. So, yeah, it's just it's propaganda. It's really sad because they have nothing. So they're like, oh, Elon Musk hates Jews. No, he doesn't. Shut up.
Well, you know, the funny thing about it is like everything's lost all meaning now, where I have a feeling that the people who are complaining about this gesture probably aren't bananas about Jews. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they're probably team Gaza. Like, I guess everybody online, that dude, Channel 5 guy, the, you know what I'm talking about? Channel 5 Live, no. Andrew something.
The Tampa Bay guy?
No. He's a big national. Channel 5. Anyway.
You're saying that.
Channel 5 guy.
Yeah.
He was, you know, F Elon, you know, my grandparents fought the Nazis. It's like, dude, and I kind of like that guy too. He's from Washington. He obviously leans a little left, as do most creators now these days. But what do you really believe that he's a not? I know you don't. I know you're lying. You're just using this as political fuel. And then I saw other, like, my friends posting about it. And I'm just like,
let me ask you this.
Come on.
Let me ask you this. Did you see one Jew upset about this? Probably not.
Well, one who claims to be, I don't even know if they really are.
Yeah.
I'm a little dubious. Let's just put it that way of their bloodline.
When the Jews are saying we're not insulted by this, you kind of know that it's just propaganda. Because if the Jews were collectively like, this is outrageous. If Dennis Prager was on the line and Ben Shapiro and all those guys, and they're supporting Elon, you understand that this is just, like a psyop to get upset about something. Because listen, think about the leftists right now, the Democrats, those who are left on the Democratic Party. Unreal that there are any. But anyways, think about, like, they've lost everything. They lost the blow in the election, the Senate, the executive office, the Supreme Court. Like, they're just a bunch of losers right now. So they are just grasping at anything to kind of push them in a direction where they have cause and meaning again, because they don't, because no one's buying their BS.
Yeah, it was just such a weird thing to get. I understand why, but also it's just like, I don't know. Like, it's just like, okay, so let's say that you're right. I tend to think that it's probably more of a, he's autistic and weird, and he just kind of grabbed his heart and threw his
hand. Thank you. He did. He wanted, this is what he wanted to do. He wanted to go, thank you. But he went, you know what I mean? It happens, you know? Listen, I'm not offended by it. When I saw it, I was like, dang, that was a strong one. But I wasn't at all insulted or afraid or thought he was a Nazi.
So fake. I mean, just the outrage over it is so phony. And
yeah,
I just, you know, like I said, I want to ask, like, okay, so what should we do now? Like, let's say I'm going to say, okay, you're right. So what now? What would you like to do now? And really, the only thing to do is complain and something else to solidify their beliefs, their presumptive beliefs that they had before. This solidifies it, that they're just bad people. And now they can go on and feel morally, you know, superior in their, with their team for whatever reason. It's just so
well, their
dumb.
Whole thing was like white supremacy is the number one problem
That's
in America.
Over, though.
And
That's
then you got
over, man.
This South African from apartheid state South Africa coming here and doing the Sig Heil. Yeah. It is just so, it's so silly and no one's buying it.
It's just so dumb. That really bugged me. I just saw people grasping for straws with this stuff. And I'm just like.
But can I tell you, though, I really think that the Elon story is second to something else that happened at the inauguration. Do you know what I'm referring to?
Well, let's tease that. Leave it there. Let's say goodbye to free podcast listeners and to our friends at Radio St. Pete. hmbradio.substack.com, or you can head over to Will's YouTube or HMB Radio on Rumble and Facebook, and go like those things anyway. Follow me on only on Instagram, really, home_made_man. And I look forward to speaking with you there. We'll be back next week, Wednesday, on Radio St. Pete and podcast. And we'll go to the extra bonus time, special time that we spend with our favorite people. Talk to you soon.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.